Hey, Daddy. I've been thinking about getting a diary for a while, and when we agreed I wasn't allowed to touch myself anymore, it was the perfect time, right? I thought about something cute with a nice bright cover, and I'd write about the last few days in curly pink handwriting. But then I thought, what about you? You're raising me better than to be selfish. If I record my diary, then you can listen to this recording yourself. Maybe when you're at work or somewhere else, you aren't allowed to get excited, and your baby girl's not around to help you relax. But you don't know anything about frustration, Daddy. So, it's been 3 days and 15 hours since you said I couldn't touch myself in my special place. In my kitty. And I've been so good, Daddy. You know, I could try to be sneaky. I could. I've had so many opportunities when I'm on my own to just. But I'm doing what you told me. Self-control, that's what you always say. It's the difference between a princess and a little brat. And I really love it when you call me a princess, Daddy. So, not touching myself. Not so bad at first. The very start over the weekend, I thought it might even be good. You do spoil me, make me feel so good every day. Squealing and moaning, getting every inch of what I want, exactly where I want it. Maybe it was a good thing not to be spoiled for a little while then. Eh? Your baby girl thinks silly things, huh? Yeah, the weekend. Not so bad. I mean, I've gone a few days without touching my, touching myself before. It wasn't so easy when Daddy and I would go to sleep. When we'd cuddle and he'd run his hands over my body up under my shirt, kissing my neck, running his big fingers through my hair. But I was a good girl. I didn't do anything even after he fell asleep and I was lying there inside the curve of his arm. Not in the shower either, or in the bath, underwater, under the bubbles, when he washed my hair and rubbed the nice soaps into me. He's so good to me, doing that every Sunday, getting me fresh and ready for the week. Monday, yesterday. Gosh, I'm not good at keeping journals. Daddy had to go to work, so not as much temptation. And I was really determined to prove I was good and responsible and the kind of mature girl who can be trusted not to finger her kitty until she squirms and squeals and squirts her cum all over Daddy's sheets whenever he's out of sight. Yesterday, Monday. Not so bad until Daddy got home. He came up behind me while I was sitting on the couch under my blankie and asked how my day had been and whether I'd been good, and he was patting my hair and then holding my pigtails in each hand, pulling my head back so I was looking up at him. He asked me if I was hungry. I was so hungry. I love eating Daddy's cream, but when I was holding his thing, and when I was tasting it all along with my tongue and taking it between my lips, I wanted it in my kitty even more. So badly, getting so warm, needing it down there instead. But I couldn't tell Daddy that because he yanked my head forward by my hair and forced himself down my throat. Good girls don't cry. Everyone knows that. But I always tear up when Daddy stuffs himself into my throat. He's too big and my mouth's so little. I love it still, but that's a bad thing. It just made me want it more. Just made me wetter and squishier. Especially when he had me beg for his cream, holding me back by the hair. Especially when I licked his thing clean after he'd given me all his thick, sticky load. Last night, when we cuddled and he kissed me all over and told me I was doing so well, I wanted to scream. Today, diary, I learned a new word. Daddy loves to teach me new words, especially naughty ones. This one is butt slut. I'm blushing just saying it, but after today, maybe I shouldn't be. Daddy's, played with my bottom before. He says it's even tighter than my kitty, that with practice it can feel really good. I didn't really understand until today how that would... Okay, so before he left for work, Daddy helped me get dressed for classes. Tuesday, gotta go to class. He helped me put on my bra, do my hair and pigtails again. But before he let me put on my pink panties, he made me lie down. And then he massaged me, kissed down my back, started massaging my bottom. With lotion, like other times. But this time it wasn't just his fingers going inside me. He explained it, but it was so hard to focus with the silicone going in there, stretching everything. A butt plug for a butt slut. It made me feel so full. Even when it stopped stretching me, like it was filling every bit of my insides, even though he said it was the smallest one. Little, like me. And it was making me squishy again, especially with him kissing me and telling me how good I was taking it so deep. And then Daddy went to work, and I had to go to class with the butt plug inside me. All day long, just sitting in the lecture hall, going to the coffee shop where the cute barista works, meeting up with Amy and Sarah before the last class, standing with them in my cute blue dress, the whole time feeling so full and stuffed. And if I thought about it too much, I'd remember how Daddy put it there. And that would make me feel so warm, and my kitty would be melting while the lecturer asked questions, and I'd want to moan right there in front of everyone. No. I'm getting all... Yeah, just thinking how full I felt, how full I still am. Daddy isn't home yet, see? He still has to take out my plug and cuddle me and tell me how well I've done. Kiss my shoulders, nibble my ears. Oh, fuck. Sorry, diary. I just can't. It's so hard to focus. I'm so full, so needy, so wet. I'm trying to be Daddy's good girl. But I'm also Daddy's horny little butt slut, and I really... really want him to make me come. This will teach me to ask Daddy for presents. Or at least, not to ask for a chastity belt next time.